We were talking the other day to Will Addison from the England Under 20s camp on the RFU podcast, and he was just saying, you know, about obviously not just the conveyor belt that comes through, but that quite strong Cumbrian sort of base again at the club now with Quates, and then obviously you could self and him as well.
Yeah, definitely, we're representing, and hopefully in the future we can get a few more to come through. You know, there's a lot of talent up in Cumbria, both sort of rugby league and rugby union. So it's important for us as a North West club that we bring through, you know, people from up in Cumbria.
Yeah, well, my wife's Cumbrian, so I have to sort of back you guys as well. So, and from your point of view, I guess, for next season, is it just a case of continuing to do what you've been doing, hopefully have the same opportunities and see where things go? Because obviously you were somebody that was strongly touted to be there or thereabouts to perhaps get full international honours this summer.
Yeah, I think, again, it's for me, sort of moving forward, is again to sort of have a good pre-season and get where I need to be with fitness and stuff, and then obviously just look to try and play as much game time as possible at fullback and obviously get that consistency, and hopefully obviously if things go well, then obviously everyone's got the aspirations to represent the country, you know, and that's something for me moving forward is certainly something I want to achieve.
And just finally, Rob, from the rest of the summer ahead, you just had a much deserved holiday with the boys for a couple of days. You're back from that now. How does the next sort of few weeks span out?
It'll be probably just relaxing. I've got a few things to sort out in the next few weeks and mixed in with as much golf as possible, and then back to training and in June, which. So it's a well-deserved break for all the lads, really. It's good to get away and have a bit of time away from the club and stuff. But then, obviously, we come back ready and refreshed to sort of to get stuck into pre-season in June.
What do you play off?
I can't tell you that. Nowhere near good enough. It's a grip it, and then chase it away. I think I need a few more lessons would probably help. But
okay, well, these are the weeks to do it, mate. Well, I hope the weather is kind to you up in Manchester and that the grey sky is clear. And we really appreciate your time, mate, and congratulations again on being the Aviva Premiership Player of the Month for April. Nice one.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.